Let's see what's happening in the world today.
All right. One. It's 1916 UTC here. Sorry, past Marcus. We had to interrupt with the future. The future is now, unless the future is the past. I don't know. Time is a strange concept. It's hard for me sometimes to know what day it is or when it is. But you know what? That's all right. We use context clues. Like my watch right now, it says it is March 1st, 2024. That's right. It's March, the last month of the first quarter of the year. There are plenty of hawks, or I guess vultures, turkey vultures flying off. No, I think they're hawks. They look kind of like turkey vultures, but they've got short little, they don't have long necks, they got short necks, and they got feathers on their head. Usually, most vultures I see, they don't have a lot of feathers on their head. And these guys got a lot of feathers on their head, so I don't know. Could be a hawk, could not be. They don't let me get close enough to really see them too good, so that's my bad. I'm making my way to the shady spot so we can talk about news for a few minutes. Sorry, it is Friday, so hello. If you want to jump in and talk and hang out, you can jump into comm. That's where I'll be once I get to the shady spot and I can see my phone screen. It is bright, hardly a cloud in the sky. The only clouds are contrails from planes flying overhead. Those aren't technically clouds, I guess. We're making it. We're going. You get insurance for that. All right, we're almost there. Do-do-do-do. All right, here we go. Finally shady enough, I can launch Termius, the app I like to use. Now you can SSH over to sdf.org, or if you want to, you can also use tty.sdf.org. That will route you around. Lately, it's been putting me out on Ryu. Uname, let's see, where am I? Host's name. I'm on Pharos today. Watch out, world. And then just launch comm by typing COM, and you press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You'll be hanging out with the cool people like P Waters 8827 and Quentin and Stug, X1's around, Ratsu, J Lamoth, Thrigs in the house. We're all here having fun. Connect, disconnect, reconnect, drop, and resume. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that that's what happened. X1, thank you for the heads up. I will avoid flooding comm with my metadata and try and do that better next time. Hey, WXBoss. Yeah, I forgot. I didn't remember that that happened. Anyway, hello, hello. I'm sorry again. Anyway, I'm glad I can make some news. So let's just jump into it. Let's get what news we can get out, and hopefully once things are settled and I'm able to be more with it, we'll be more with it. But until then, today is March 1st. 1 second. Oh no. Sorry, I had a cough there. I've been talking for over an hour and I didn't bring any water, so I'm drying out my throat. It's okay though. The process, as I tell everyone whenever this happens, you gotta force quit Firefox.
Then launch it again, and then go into your settings and hit sync now to get the sync, to get re-kicked off the syncing. Once you do that though, then you're good to go. So you're done, go over here quickly. We don't have a ton of news, but there is some news I want to share on this March 1st. First in Singapore, what could possibly have happened? Well, a car fell on a woman. What? Cars don't usually fly. Well, a woman suffered head and knee injuries after her car plummeted from the first floor of a car park. According to the city's fire and rescue department, oh, this is in Kuala Lumpur, not in Singapore. It's from the Straits Times out of Singapore. According to the city's fire and rescue department, the incident occurred at 1:05 p.m. on March 1st. It said two fire engines and an emergency medical rescue service vehicle and 15 personnel were dispatched to the scene. When they arrived, they found a car overturned with its roof smashed in. A woman in the vehicle suffered injuries to her head and knees, it said in a statement, adding the victim was given first aid and sent to the hospital. The cause of the incident will be investigated by the police. The photo, though, is pretty dramatic. Let me see if I can hold, copy, com, capital L, paste, car zone. All right, if you go to sdf.org/L, like Lima, /103. That's sdf.org/Lima/1Oscar3. All lowercase. sdf.org/Lima/1Oscar3. All lowercase. And then that will take you to a photo of this overturned car. But yeah, we do not have flying cars. And even if you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC, in the future sometime, or in the past, wherever you are, Time Lord, it's fine, because you know what? We don't have flying cars. So don't do it. cars can fly, they're just not good at landing. X1 with the astute observation, that might be the better answer. Yeah, don't try and land your flying car. A New York man is sentenced to 25 years in prison. Oh my, what did he do? Why would he go to prison for so long? Well, he murdered somebody. But not just murdered somebody, he white guy murdered somebody. And what I mean by that is he murdered someone because he thought he'd get away with it. A man who fatally shot a 20-year-old woman after the SUV she was riding in mistakenly drove into his rural driveway in upstate New York, and he was sentenced Friday to more than 25 years to life in prison. Kevin Monahan, 66, was convicted of second-degree murder. You know what? I should say, I'm just giving an opinion at the beginning. That's not an actual story. I think the guy is a D-bag, so I'm coloring the story, but it's not the official story. This is from the AP. I wanted to mention it because as I was saying it, I was like, oh yeah, I don't want the AP to think when they listen to news to me in the morning to find out what news they should have covered that I gave them grief. Anyway, he was convicted in the death of last April of Kaylin Gillis. She was riding in a caravan of two cars and a motorcycle that was trying to leave after pulling into Monahan's long, winding driveway while looking for a party at another person's house in the town of Hebron. I think it's important that people know that it is not okay to shoot people and kill them who drive down your driveway, Judge Adam Michelini said. Apart from the wider deterrent effect, Michelini said it's important that Monahan remain behind bars rather than be free to harm more people. Judge handed the sentence down, the maximum sentence, after Gillis's father, boyfriend, and best friend told Monahan and the packed courtroom about their anguish and the immeasurable void in their life. So yeah, don't kill people. Huh. It's just amazing to me that in this day and age, we have to tell people that. You know what else we shouldn't have to tell people? Pay your light bill. Unfortunately, that's what people in Ghana need to hear. The state-run electric company of Ghana, ECG, Echo Charlie Golf, on Thursday, cut power supplies to the parliament over a debt of 23 million Ghanaian cedi, which is about 1.8 million U.S. dollars. The outage interrupted a debate on the president's State of the Nation speech. A video shared by local media showed MPs in the dimly lit chamber chanting, dumb sore, which means power outage in the local Akan language. What an interesting thing to sit there when the power's cut. You just sit there chanting, lights out, lights out, lights out. A video shared by local media showed MPs... Okay, a local media reported that a backup power generator restored power to the chamber a few minutes later. But other parts of the parliament building remained without power for most of the day. MPs and parliamentary staff who were using the elevator when the abrupt blackout hit were stuck. The power company's communications director told Reuters news agency it had resorted to connecting power because of Parliament's refusal to honor demand notices to pay up. So yeah, pay your bills, don't kill people, and don't run out on your debts. That seems like a good idea, but hey. Alabama's having to eat crow. Both chambers of Alabama's legislature have voted to approve bills protecting doctors from prosecution if they damage or destroy an embryo created by IVF or in vitro fertilization. The House and Senate need to vote on a unified bill before it can be law. It follows a ruling by the state's top court that frozen embryos have the same rights as children and people can be held liable for destroying them. So it's kind of funny because now it's like, okay, well, who's destroying them? The anyway, it's lovely. I love it. I hate it. I hate it so much when religion and laws get mixed up. And, it's just, every time it happens, it's terrible. If French laws about wearing or not wearing hijab, terrible. U.S. laws about whether or not you can get married, have gay marriage, same-sex marriages, whether or not you can have an abortion, all this religious stuff, all terrible. Let's see, a crypto super PAC is spending $10 million on against Katie Porter. The Fair Shake PAC is spending millions opposing a progressive Senate candidate known for a tough stance on the crypto industry. She is, if you ever see Katie Porter on social media, she's usually destroying some rich politician who's come to try and get money or get concessions from a bill. Tesla is being forced to face racism class action from 6,000 black workers, a judge ruled. Tesla must face a class action lawsuit from 6,000 black people who allege they face discrimination and harassment while working at the company's Fremont factory, a California judge ruled. The tentative ruling from Alameda County Superior Court certifies a class defined as a specific approximately 5,977 persons self-identified as black or African American who worked at Tesla during the class period from November 9, 2016 through the date of the entry of this order to prosecute the claims in the complaint. So there we go. That'll be pretty exciting. We'll see. Also, Tesla, Elon Musk, famously from South Africa, which is had apartheid and had a really big, scary, racist past. Claudio M. in the house, electrocardiogram. You gotta believe it. That well-regulated militia. Ratsu pointing out, funny in an utterly insane kind of way. At least that's not as old as the Bible. I guess that's true. Quentin dies laughing at muskrat.org getting sued for being racist. Who'd have thunk it? we'll see what's going on. Oh, I like this. Roll D100 per 10 feet fallen. And Stug's in the house. All right. We've only got a few seconds to go, so I'll just say please stick around at 1930 UTC every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. It's a fun show right here on and on radio. And there's a million and one other fun shows happening all the time, probably at least 20 or 30 shows that are worth listening to. Definitely tune in tomorrow at 1900 for a step further out from our dear friend Publius. And remember, you can go to anonradio.net to see the whole schedule. You can press plus sign or equal sign in com to see the upcoming schedule. And you can press plus to get the current time, which is what I like to do because, boom, 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 we've only got about 15 seconds to go. So please stick around. Dubious Goals Time with Pippa the Cat. Dubious Goals Time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. 3.